Hi, I'm Eddie McCoy, and I'm going to be interviewing Ms. Blackwell, asking her about a little history of Granville County and her moving around across the county of Granville County. And she was born the 29th of February, 1891. She's 92 years old. Her address is Route 4, Box 218, Oxford. Time is 11:30. Ms. Blackwell, will you state your name and your age and birthday for me, please? You can start with your name.
Mrs. Rachel Blackwell.
What's your birthday?
February 29th, 1980. I think it's
1891. Uh-huh. Okay, you, how old are you?
92.
Okay. Ms. Blackwell, first question I'm going to ask you is, where were you born at? What section of Granville County were you born in?
I wasn't born in Granville County. I was born in Vance County.
You was born in Vance County?
In Vance County.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you came to Granville County?
I was 31 years old.
Where were you living when you came into Granville County?
I don't know what they call it, Cornwall section, no, but I said I was living in Mountain Creek. I don't know what they call it.
Okay, we said Cornwall and Mountain Creek.
I lived near Mountain Creek Church. That is a white church. I lived close to that church.
Had you ever been to Oxford before then?
I've been to Oxford several times.
Before you moved to Oxford?
No, I had been to Oxford before I moved here.
Uh-huh.
But I moved here in 1921, and I've been in Oxford Township ever since.
Okay, you moved here in 1921.
Mm-hmm, I married in 1921, came
here. Uh-huh. Were your husband from here?
Yes, my husband from here. He lived in Vance County, in Granville County.
He did. What part was he from? Out here, Mountain Creek, too?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go to elementary school, your schooling? In Henderson?
In Henderson.
Mm-hmm. You never gone to school in Granville County?
No, I never gone to school in Granville County.
Okay. Were your husband's parents, were they born here in Granville County?
My husband's parents?
Yes.
I tell you the truth, I don't know what my husband's parents.
You never seen them?
I never seen them. They was dead when I came up here. But they lived in Granville County then, but where they was born at, I don't know.
Were they in slavery?
Yes, his parents were slavery.
From where about? What farm did they come on?
I don't know. They were black ones.
They came off the Blackwell farm?
The farm, yeah. It came off the Blackwell farm.
Okay, were your husband, was he born during slavery? Were he a kid in slavery during slavery?
I don't think he was. I don't know. He died. He been dead now 30 years.
How old were he when he died?
He was 79.
Yes, he was born. Did he ever mention anything, what his parents said about in slavery?
No, I never hear him talk about slavery.
Mm-hmm. What about on your parents' side?
My parents, they were slaves.
Can you tell me a little bit about them, what they say and tell you about slavery?
Well, I tell you the truth. I really don't remember much what they said about slavery, but they were raised, you know, my father was a brain, and the brain raised him, and my mother was a reed. And the reeds raised her.
So your mother was a reed and your father was a brain.
Uh-huh.
Now whose name did they take?
Well, my mother, she married Caleb Brain. Mm-hmm. So we've been in Brain's name.
Mm-hmm. Was the Brains the white slave master's name?
That old white slave master's name, I don't know him to say. He is a dunce.
Mm-hmm.
But I just know they said he went by Brain.
How were they treated? Did they ever say that they were the slaves, they had like, house ones and ones worked
they the They said the slaves were on them, treated them good.
Mm-hmm. Did they have field slaves and house?
They had to work. Worked on farms.
Mm-hmm.
But they was good to him. Mm-hmm. And said, give him plenty to eat.
Uh-huh. And didn't rush him when they told him to do something or whoop him and stuff like
no,
that?
No, didn't whoop him. My daddy said, but I don't have to hit him, said he's going to leap back.
You think he was that type of a guy?
He said he was.
That was nice. What about church? Did they ever have church? How, what did they say about having church? Did they have it in
they
house?
Had church there, but they went to church, but they went to the white folks' church.
Huh. How? How did they get to go to white people church?
Well, they had to walk there, so they had no other way to go.
They went to the white church?
Yeah, they went to the white church. Now, Williamsburg was the church that, the Episcopal church there in Williamsburg is where they went to church too. And they pulled out from that church, and I arranged here until Flat Creek.
Yes.
Well, they pulled out from that, they built Flat Creek Church, a little old house there, and they pulled out, and the colored folks then went to that little white church, and that little black church, and the white people, they still. And that old church is still in Williamsburg now.
Mm-hmm.
And Flat Creek ain't no more, ain't no further from that old church where they used to go to until they went to Mountain Creek Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that church is over, maybe about 200 years old.
So your parents was allowed to go to church?
Yeah, they were allowed to go to church.
Uh-huh. They didn't have to have church in no bush hall?
No, they didn't have no bush hall church. I hadn't said nothing about no bush hall.
Mm-hmm.
So they used to have prayer meeting at different houses around 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Did he meet your mother on the same plantation, or they worked from one to the other one?
I don't know how he met my mother.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother was raised up but he had brown skin. And my father was raised in around Williamsburg,
mm-hmm.
in that section.
Your mother come from Steele?
Yeah. My father came from Henderson, what you might say the town was Henderson.
You reckon your mother came off the Reed plantation in Steele?
Yeah, come off the Reed plantation in Steele.
Did she ever take you back out to STEM? You ever gone back out to STEM and seen where your mother...
I ain't never been back out to STEM to see none of it.
Does she have any relatives that still live out there?
She may have some relatives out there, but I don't know nothing about them.
Mm-hmm. So she came from STEM?
She came from STEM.
Which was in Granville County?
Yeah, STEM's in Granville County.
Did your mother ever talk about... she never had hard times.
No, she didn't have a hard time. So when she talked, the people that raised her was good to her.
Mm-hmm. Slaves out in that area was...
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, at least they had church.
Yeah, they had church.
Uh-huh. Could your mother read and write?
No, she couldn't read and write. My father couldn't either. Both of them were little.
Well, how did you get your education?
Well, my mom sent me to school.
Mm-hmm.
So we had one teacher school then.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me to school from down I was 6 years old until I finished school. And I finished the eighth grade, I went to teaching.
You went to teaching after the eighth grade?
After the eighth
you
grade.
You were smart. How many years you taught school?
I taught school about 35 or 40 years. I stopped teaching in 45.
Where did you teach first start teaching school at?
In Henderson. And the first school I ever taught, a little school in, I don't know what the name of this street was now, but it was in Henderson, a little school named Shady Grove. And at that time, you had the first grade teacher had to teach from the one little one-room school, and they would teach from the first grade through the seventh grade.
Can you explain to me how did you set it up? How did you do it?
Well...
You teach the first grade first?
Yeah.
Then go to the second grade. How did you keep them busy?
Well, I'd take the little children and I'd carry them over their lesson. Then I'd take the second grade, carry them over their lesson, and the third grade over their lesson, and the fourth grade over their lesson, playing on the alphabet. See, I didn't have all of them at one, all the grades at one time, because see, the most of the children were in low grades.
Mm-hmm. What time did your school start in the morning?
We started school at 9 o'clock in the morning, turned it out at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, give the children a half hour at 12 o'clock and 10 minutes between 9 and 12 and 10 minutes between time you take it in for. Turn over that four.
How many months y'all teach school? Six months?
No. When I started teaching, I taught 5 months.
What, from November?
You start when
to March or what?
You start in October and teach 5 months.
Uh-huh.
October, November, December, January, and February.
Uh-huh.
Then school was out.
Uh-huh.
When I started teaching school, I didn't get but $20 a month.
$20.
I went from 20 to 22. And from 22, I went to, when I stopped teaching, I wasn't getting but $45 a month in 65. But I had moved up here then. And my husband and I taught together, and he taught I taught from the first through third, and then he took the other grades up.
Where did you start teaching? What was your first teaching job at when you moved to Oxford?
My first teaching job when I moved to Oxford, over here on the Cornwall Road, South Hill School.
South.
I worked there 10 years. South Hill School.
Why was it called South Hill School?
That was the name of it. I don't know why they called it South Hill. Old school.
Was it named after somebody?
It might have. Old school was standing down there. There was two rooms.
Was it on a white man's farm or a black people property?
The county had bought a seat. Acre land down and put that school on.
Mm-hmm. How many school classes did you have there?
Well, we went through from the first through the eighth grade there.
This was in the Granville County, Oxford.
This was in Granville County, Oxford.
How did you teach there at that school?
Well, I had from the first grade through the third grade. And Reverend Blau taught from the third grade through the eighth grade.
Okay, let's go back and talk about Rum Blackwell. Okay, Rum Blackwell was born in Oxford, in Granville County.
I think so. He was born in Granville County, so far as I know.
Okay. Where did he go to school at?
After he started teaching, before he started teaching, he went to Boydell School.
What?
Boydell School in Boydell, Virginia.
Okay, he went to school, he went past the eighth grade into high school.
That's right.
He finished high school.
Yeah.
And he finished high school and started teaching. He didn't go to college.
No.
Where was his first school at?
No, I couldn't tell you because I don't know. He ain't saying Grandma County here, he told school. I'm getting able to please now. But anyhow, because here in Granville County, very good. The first school I hear him talk about teaching.
What?
Very good. The name of the school was
Very good.
Yeah, very good. It's here in Vance County, Granville County.
And you don't know what part of Granville County Very Good School was in?
Very Good School is down between here and Book.
Okay.
Somewhere down there.
And he talked the same way you did. He had all of the classes.
Yes, he had all the classes in Very Good School. And I don't think he had the two-teacher school until we got together over here at South Hill.
Do you know what church he started ministering first? Did he ever tell you? What was his first church?
I think his first church, if I mistake not, the New Grand Creek down here.
Okay.
His name is on that cornerstone.
Okay, New Grasses Creek was the church he pre-ministered.
Yeah, he built the Grasses Creek.
How long did he say?
I don't know. And when I married him, he was preaching at Grasses Creek and up here at Whetstone.
Okay.
I know he passed the Grasses Creek, and I know he passed the Flat Creek. But I don't know how many years it's here.
Flat Creek?
Flat Creek, yeah, he passed the Flat Creek.
Okay, did he have brothers and sisters that teach school or any more of them?
No, I don't know nothing but him. When I married him, his mother and father were dead.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he had a brother, and his brother was going away, and I never did see him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see nobody but Willie.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Willie.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Willie.
Mm-hmm.
He signed his name, W.E. Blackwell.
Mm-hmm. And how many years did he teach school?
Now, I don't know how many years he teach school. When I married him, he was teaching school. And he told Stugall up here, I know after I married him, he told Stugall up here 20 years.
Okay. Okay. Now, did he go to Maripata?
No, I don't think he did.
He didn't ever go, to Maripata?
No.
Did you ever, who was the first teacher that you knew in Oxford, other than your husband? Who was some of the first teachers you met when you come in this county? Can you remember any of the names?
I met Miss Susie Cooper.
Miss Susie Cooper.
I met Mrs. Laudina Brooks. And I tell you too, I didn't meet all the teachers up here. I can't tell all the names.
Uh-huh.
But you know, we used to have teachers' meetings.
Uh-huh.
And we all would be there together.
Uh-huh. Was it still slavery in this community when your husband started out to teaching, or what? How old were you when Lee surrendered? You remember that?
I don't know how old I was when Lee surrendered.
You ever heard your parents talk about when Lee surrendered, what did they do when they was free? Did the white man get them a land, acre of land, or what?
He didn't get my parents nothing when he was free. Just turned on loose.
What about your mother and her sisters and brothers?
My mother, sister, and brothers, I reckon they just turned them loose. All I know said he was free.
You ever seen any of your mother's sisters and brothers?
I seen my mother's sister, my mother's brother, one of them. They lived in Henderson.
They lived in Henderson?
Mm-hmm.
They moved to Henderson?
Yeah, they moved to Henderson.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about Oxford? When you was a little girl, did you ever come over to Oxford, the buildings?
When I was a little girl, I didn't ever come to Oxford. Now I come to Oxford to visit Oxford, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I was 31 years old, married, and come up in this section to live.
You ever meet Plummer Cheatham?
Plummer Cheatham, I knew him, but I met Mr. Cheatham.
You ever talk with him?
I never done no talking about him, nothing but I met him.
What type of man were he? Was he? You ever heard anybody talk about what type of guy he was?
Was he
a good businessman?
They said he was a businessman. You know, he was the principal of the office salon up here until he died.
Did he run a? Did they say he ran a good school and everything?
They said he did. Now I used to work, and Miss Cheatham was teaching his wife. We talked the same time up here. I meet her in the teacher's meeting.
Oh, his wife was a teacher?
Yeah, his wife was a teacher.
Where did she teach at?
She taught on Oxford somewhere.
What type of teacher was she?
Well, I said, she was a good teacher.
Uh-huh. Did she ever say where she was from or ever talk to y'all about her husband?
No, I never know where she was from.
Did she ever tell you her husband had been a congressman one time?
No, I didn't hear say she was.
Did you know he had been a congressman?
From a cheetah?
Yes. What about Dr. Shaw? You ever meet him or seen him in person?
Yeah, I seen Dr. Shaw. Dr. Shaw was principal of Maripata. And he died. He was principal of Maripata. His body was deposited down Maripata's ground. But I think they took it up and carried it away.
Did you ever hear him make a speech? You ever heard him speak?
No, I never heard him make a speech. But I know Dr. Shaw. I know Miss Shaw, too.
You ever talk with her?
Not too much. I used to go to summer school in Austin.
Where?
When Dr. Shaw was living.
Can you name some more teachers that taught school with you that went just to the eighth grade and started teaching?
I don't know how far they went, the other teachers.
You must have been very smart in school to go to school in the eighth grade and then start teaching school.
I don't know whether I was smart or no, but it didn't matter. I got a school. Because they didn't have the teachers that ran. You see, I had to go for a board in the big town. And so I went for the board and I passed and they gave me a school. 1911. I hadn't finished high school. But I went to high school. I finished high school after I married.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And was still teaching?
I was still teaching and going to summer school, you know, in the summer.
Uh-huh.
And I finished high school in Durham.
Uh-huh.
Hillside Park.
Uh-huh.
1935, I read.
Uh-huh.
But I was married. I finished high school.
Can you tell me back about the changes from, have we time changed a whole lot? Black people come a long ways since you come along. Can you tell me about
the black people have come a long way. Now, when I was teaching school, it was just the one teacher school. And I worked in Red Car, but now I couldn't teach school.
Uh-huh.
Because the books and everything has changed so. Mm-hmm. And I just wouldn't know.
Uh-huh.
Even if I could see this, you know, I just wouldn't know.
Uh-huh. How did you get to school?
How did I get
when you were teaching school?
They had committees. They had three or four committees in each township.
Uh-huh.
And if you wanted a school, you applied to that committee.
Uh-huh.
And if that committee wanted you to have a school, it'd give it to you. If it didn't, it'd give it to who you wanted to.
You walked to school or what? How did you
had to walk.
How many miles was your school from where you live? Were you living at home with your parents?
Yes, I was home with my parents. The first year I taught school, I had to move from school, from home. And I wasn't getting but $5 a month. And I boarded from home. And the $5, that was from a board.
Uh-huh.
And you see, so it said clear I didn't have a $15.
Uh-huh.
You know, a child now, if they don't get over $15 a day, they ain't gonna work.
Uh-huh. So you board near the school?
Yes, I boarded near the school.
Uh-huh. And you're getting $20 a month?
$20 a month.
And $5 that month was for toward board?
That's right.
You could sleep there, eat there, and everything.
That's
for
right.
$20
$5
a month.
That's right. And now you can't hardly get a meal of bills for $5.
Uh-huh. Did blacks have a rough life when you was a little girl growing up? Can you tell me about how rough it was back then?
Well, it didn't seem to be so rough. It seemed to be very pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you hear them talk about a few rough people, but not so many.
Uh-huh. Everybody had something to eat.
Yeah, everybody had something to eat because it worked in maybe.
Uh-huh. Did you have other brothers and sisters?
I had sisters but one brother.
Did they work, teach school, or what kind of work did they do? Were they older than you or younger?
I had some older than I had some younger. You don't get to a program.
Yes, ma'am.
The Henderson, that's my sister.
Uh-huh.
So she just died just 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And the last sister I had died last year in November, Octavia Frame. You might know her. They live on Rock Spring Street.
Oh, yeah.
317.
Well, some of your sisters and brothers were born during slavery time.
Well, you see, I have sisters older than I.
Uh-huh.
Much older than I. I was 5 or 6 ago. My mother and father had 18 children. My father married twice. And they had 18 children.
18 children?
And I come by with some of the later ones.
Uh-huh. So where did Mr. Blackwell end up teaching school at when he finished?
Oh, the last school he taught.
Uh-huh.
Was South Hill.
Was South Hill.
Uh-huh.
So what did he do after what was he doing before he was teaching school? He was teaching school, that's all he ever did?
He was a preacher.
And a farm, did he have a farm?
Sure, I'm done the farm and he didn't do much of it.
Oh, so all he did was just preach and taught school.
That's right.
Did any of you, how many children you have, you and him had?
5.
Did any of them finish school?
Yes. After he finished Mary Potter, and he went to A&T and finished there.
Uh-huh.
And Julian, he went to Winston-Salem.
Mm-hmm.
After he finished Mary Potter, and it took him up, and he went to the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And Zethra, well, she finished Mary Potter.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't go anywhere if she finished high school.
Mm-hmm.
All his children finished high school.
Did you take your children with you to school and teach them in the morning? Did they go to South Hill School with y'all?
It was old enough, yeah, old enough.
What age did you start teaching your children?
6 years old.
You didn't ever start when they was 3 and 4? Did
no,
you?
No, I didn't have that, what do you call it, kindergarten birth. Mm-hmm. We start teaching children would come in at 6 years old. We didn't teach anything under 6.
I'm talking about in your house.
Oh, the children at home.
Uh-huh.
I never get the last name there.
Mm-hmm. Did you start them off earlier?
Yeah, I started them off early. I read to them in the moon, nothing but babies.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I read to them in the moon, nothing but babies. And my little grandgirl, Rachel, mm-hmm. Cyril's daughter, I kept her 7 years. I kept her 6 years. So Sarah was working. She'd get up morning, wrap that baby up in a blanket and bring it to me. And I'd never be got out of the bed. And she'd come on in the house and put the baby in the bed with feet. Well, I taught that child, and when she went to school, she knew all the alphabets. She could count from 1 to 100. She could add 2 figures.
Mm-hmm.
And she could write her name. And she never stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And when Rachel, she was 1 year back because her birthday came wrong.
Right.
And she didn't go to school because she was 7 years old. And when she went to school and she was 7 years old, she was in the first grade, but she was the leader. And she led from the first grade until she finished. And she finished North Carolina State College on a dean list. When she had gone 2, 3 years and 6 months and come up with her own teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she taught a half a session. And she had to marry. And now she's in California.
Mm-hmm.
And she have a little girl. But still, she won't work. But teaching didn't agree with her.
Mm-hmm.
So Sarah told her she didn't want her to teach. And she's doing some kind of secretary work now in the Navy. She married a boy that was in the Navy.
Yes, ma'am.
His home was down here in El City, but he joined the Navy in California. So they was down there in California. She was home this summer,
mm-hmm.
and they brought the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Cute little baby. And she's working now. She take that child every morning and carry it to the where the lady that keeps babies, she don't do nothing to keep babies. She carry the child to the babysitter every morning, one morning, come back and get the baby. And on Saturday, she carries the baby with her to her work, because she works on Saturday as well as she do in the week, the secretary work she's doing on the base.
So you spent most of your life, did you ever leave Oxford, live anywhere else after you moved?
I've never been in nowhere but in Grand Oak County,
mm-hmm.
and Vance County.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Vance County, and I lived there till I was 31 years old.
Do you know Miss Chavers?
Miss Chavers.
From Frank. From
Frank
Smith.
Frank Smith's
Smith.
Wife and I was friends, good friends.
Uh-huh. Can you tell about Miss Smith? What type of school teacher she was, how many schools she taught at, or anything?
Miss Smith was an extra good teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Most of she could teach, she taught, not much old. Art.
Uh-huh.
She was a fine art teacher.
Uh-huh. She taught in those one of them schools too, didn't she?
Yeah, she started in one of them schools just like I did.
Uh-huh. Did you ever know any Chaverses live in Saddlewhite? What Chaverses did you know when you first come to Oxford?
I didn't know any Chavers when first come to Oxford. Now, I got acquainted with Matt Chavers and his crowd. And Mrs. Smith, she married, she was a green, and she married Matt Chavers.
Uh-huh. Did you ever know a Major Chavers?
No, I would never know.
You ever know the Chavers, that set of Chavers?
No, I never know that set.
Did you ever know the Saddlewhites that lived in Saddlewhite?
I heard tell them, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever know anybody lived over near Saddlewhite in that area?
No.
Uh-huh. By you being a school teacher, you ever heard of John Chavers used to work in this area?
No,
book
no, I know him.
You never heard anything about a John Chavers?
Look like me out here talking about John Sayles too had some glory. And he was kin to Matt Sayles, wasn't he?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Some Sayles boys used to come out here to cousin Matt. I call him cousin because he's kin to my husband. Used to come out here and work with him.
Mm-hmm.
The Sayles boys.
Did you ever know a lady called Miss Lottie Young?
Lottie Young, no, I never know her.
Uh-huh. The Chavises were very smart people.
Yeah.
And a lot of them did a lot of school work, a lot of teaching and everything. You ever know the Ridleys?
I know Miss Patty Ridley, she was a teacher.
Mm-hmm. What about the other Ridleys that used to, William Ridley and that?
I don't know William Ridley, but Miss Patty Ridley, didn't she have a sister married, would have married Mr. Gibson?
Yeah, did you never work with her?
I never worked with her, but she taught in Joe Poole. Mrs. Gibson did.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be in, go to class with her when we'd have a teacher's meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Willie Gibson.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me, think of anything you can tell me that you think will help me with history or writing a book or working on a book about what went on back in your child, during your child's time period, changes that took place or things that events or great black people, great leaders in your time?
Well, I can't remember the great leaders in my time because it looked like my recollection is gone from me.
Y'all never read about Nat Turner or people like that or Booker T. Washington, George Washington?
I know George Washington was a great man. And Booker T. Washington was a great man. But I tell you the truth, since I've gotten so old, the memory has gone from me. I can't recollect things you know was done way back.
Yes, ma'am. Who was great leaders in your community? Can you tell me who was leaders out in communities you lived in, the people that didn't get credit, that deserved credit, people that looked after people, midwives? Can you tell me anything about things like that that went on back then?
Well, we don't have midwives now, but when I came up here, Ms. Martha Harris, she was a midwife.
Martha Harris?
Yeah, Martha Harris. And she went four and near. They called her four and near until they had to go, you know, take them to the hospital.
She was a black lady.
She was a black lady. She was Zethro's mother-in-law, John Brown's mother. She was a nurse named Martha, done a lot of work.
What about for white children? Who was the midwife for white children? Was she that for white children?
She went to white and black. She went anywhere to go.
Hawkins, Bill Hawkins said, who was his midwife?
Ain't Martha.
Martha Harris.
Ms. Martha Harris.
Was Billy Watkins' midwife.
Midwife.
Uh-huh. She helped to deliver
him. She delivered him.
And she was a black lady.
She was a black lady. She was Jethro's mother-in-law.
Who? Jethro who?
Jethro is the husband of my daughter.
Oh.
Oh. Mrs. Cora Howell, she was a midwife.
Cora Howell?
Yeah, she did now. She was a midwife.
Did they ever talk about different work that people did throughout the community that people just never give them credit for, that looked after people in the community, made sure everything went along all right, and people was, when they were sick, they looked in on them and everything?
I know one woman's in the hospital now, but when she was up on her feet and could go, she'd go for a year to see people that they were sick. And that is Sula Mae Smith, but she's in the hospital sick now herself.
Who was the first black doctor you ever heard of in Oxford?
Dr. Tony?
You never heard of Dr. Bowie?
Well, I already told Dr. Ward what I wasn't thinking about him this third time. Dr. Thorne is the last one came in my mind.
Uh-huh. You ever seen Dr. Ward?
No, I never seen him to know him.
Uh-huh.
But Dr. Thorne, he doctored on me.
Uh-huh. You never heard of Dr. Boyd as far as working in the community?
No.
Dr. Diller, you ever heard of him?
I never heard of him.
What about the dentist, Dr. Burt? You ever heard of him?
Yes, I heard of him too, Dr. Burt.
Uh-huh. What did Dr. Tony do? What did he do for the community?
Well, I tell you, Dr. Tony went through and never any gold.
Uh-huh. Did anybody, you ever heard talk of any blacks having businesses in Oxford? You ever heard of Ed Smith?
Ed Smith?
Mm-hmm.
I may have heard of him, but I don't remember him now.
He was an undertaker.
Oh. Ed Smith was on the table, and I heard tell of George Wright being on the table, and Shepard, and the other doctor there, my other on the table, and told the Lewis was on the table, and I said, two, but I don't think the two on the table, and I said, nah, that's Shepard and Allen. I don't know, but I'll take all the rest of them and all the people.
When you went to the anniversaries down at orphanage, did they have any speakers from out of town to come and speak?
I don't know, because I didn't ever go.
You never gone to them?
I can't tell the anniversaries, but you saw I didn't do what I wasn't doing.
Did your husband go?
Sometimes he do and sometimes he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't go. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear of Reverend Patilla? Professor Patilla in this area?
Walter Patilla?
Yes.
Yes, I didn't tell him. Walter Patilla, he's a preacher.
Yes.
And he used to pass Flat Creek Church.
Where? Flat Creek?
Yeah, he used to pass Flat Creek Church. He passed Flat Creek Church for a long time.
You ever heard him speak?
I heard him preach several times. He speaks real good.
Was his son a teacher?
Now, I don't know who his son.
Mm-hmm. What kind of minister was he?
He was a Baptist.
Was he related to anybody in Oxford, or how did he get here? You ever heard of Oxford?
I don't ever know how he got here.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little circle-faced man.
Uh-huh. How did he get to church? On buggies back then, or wagons? How did he get around?
I walked to church and come on buggies and wagons and all going on a wheel cart.
A wheel cart?
Yes, yeah, beautiful car.
A what?
A steer.
What is that?
A car.
Oh.
I spooled the car. Well, I've seen several people come to church driving off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did parents tell children a lot back in your day to help them?
Not so much.
Set and talk and tell them about hard time would be.
Not so much. You didn't tell children how time would be like you do now.
Or what they want you to be.
That's right.
Your parents didn't tell you she wants you to be a doctor's lawyer.
Right.
They didn't sit down in the tree.
They didn't sit down then and tell you much. But a child 10 years old now can tell you more than you than my mother when I was 20.
Uh-huh.
People took more time now and explain things and tell the children did in that same time when I came on.
Is that why you think that children were so slow back then, and parents didn't take time with them and help teach them? And
well, the parents done what they know to do. They didn't know to do because they had never been taught, and they didn't know. But see, the parents now know, and they teach their children from the cradle on up.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. history. Do you think it should be recorded? Don't you? Do you think y'all back then we had a lot of history that wasn't recorded and should have been recorded? Or what do you think about?
I think it should be recorded, and the nation have come on after we have passed and gone to know what we did while we were here.
Well, that's the purpose of me being here. I want to know some of the history to come and pass on to other children and just pass on as you're gone away, because it was a lot of history that wasn't recorded. A lot of things should have been recorded.
Yeah.
What did you read by when you was a kid? Could you tell me about her lights, or you didn't have candles or lamps?
When I went to school, I had to walk from 4 to 5 miles a day going to school. But when I got home at night, we didn't have a condition like we got now. Next. When we come home from school, we come through the woods, pick up a whole lot of light or not.
Light or not?
Light or not. You know, there's not some trees fast lighter. And bring it home. Well, at night, Daddy would make us get our lesson. He would do number 4 or not a letter in the fireplace. And see, that'll give a light over the room.
You can see by light or not.
That's right, and that's what we studied by. That's the reason I raised my eyes like this now. We studied by a letter. And then it went from that, we had lamps. The little tin lamps. And the little tin lamps would burn oil, and then we would use them. And then it went from there, we got these glass lamps. We used them. And part of the time we was studying by a candle. Yeah, nothing but a candle.
And y'all would pick up lighter knots on the way home.
We would pick up lighter knots coming through the woods. And pick up lighter knots and carry them home. And we had a big fireplace. And make a fire in the fireplace, and we would sweep around the hearth, and Daddy would throw another letter in the fire, and that make a good light, and see, now you get your lesson. Children, mm-hmm. Sure, now children, you all get your lesson.
And they couldn't read or write, they couldn't help you at all.
They couldn't read at all, because they didn't know.
If you didn't understand it, you had to wait until the next day and some sister and brother didn't know.
That's right.
Could you go next door or go over to another room?
No, for here, this is my father. And we didn't know and didn't know how to do. We had to wait till we went back to school and they didn't ask the teacher.
What about food when you got home at night? How was that ready for you, or what did you have to do about eating?
Well, now, when we go to school, my mother would carry a big old tin bucket. She'd cook the food and put it in that tin bucket. Put in that enough for each child. And when recess come and 4 o'clock, the oldest child would take that bucket and give us our portion of food that mother had put in our fuss, and we'd eat it. Then when we'd get home in the afternoon, she would involve in fixing us and eat till supper time. And when supper time comes, she'd fix supper and then we'd go and eat.
You had the same food you had for lunch, and you should try to hear it.
We would have the same food you had for lunch. See, for lunch, we would only have a sandwich, mm-hmm. or some meat and bread.
Mm-hmm.
And see, nice and meat is there. She'd have a vegetable supper for us, you know.
Where did they keep their food at back then? Under the house, in the cellar? How did this fall?
Well, some of them had in the cellar, but the most of them just had food. I said, just had an open place to put the food in. They didn't have nowhere to keep the
You know, and you just eat up what you cook. You keep it from spoiling.
What you cook, you keep it from spoiling. Now, they cook 3 gallons a day. Breakfast, dinner, and supper.
When you got home, wouldn't it be dark in the wintertime by the time you get home?
Oh, it would be dark. Sometimes the sun would be down.
What about raining and coats? Would you have enough coats on when you get home?
When we go to school, we put on heavy coats and go to school. It's cold.
Well, who'll make the fire when you get to school anymore? Who'll have?
We're going to the field school first. We'll get to make fire. Yeah, we're burning in the afternoon. The first child did that before.
Oh, before you leave it out, she sent some boys out to cut the wood. Or get it some.
She had a pile of wood in the house. And labor. They can use that labor to kill the flowers, you know. And then when the first child gets school, they can go in the house. They can fire sometimes to get the house. Who else is hot? So I'm going to make some of us go
Cause she don't have experience with making fires back then.
They knew how to make fires.
Did white kids have a lot of schools during your time too?
Yeah, in the district, they built a white school. You know, on one side. And they put the color school on the other side. And sometimes you had to walk 4 and 5 miles to school. Now, when we started going to
religious school,
we had to walk 5 miles every month.
5 miles.
And we had in school and running. Trying to get down to Carolina, and those boys going there to school to surround in the chapel and pick off their hat and back in smoke. They beat them got so hot, you know, running and sweating. And the principal would make them put their hats back on and he'd say, you're all pretty cold, you're too hot. And they all in the wrong town, but they're not the running street.
What else were some hard times y'all heard that people went through the winter time? What kind of money did your parents make for the spend? They found and sold tobacco or they went to the water really far.
Some more work was a white man and found a white man who could me. And then some work for the soul of what to me. And then some of working for me. And then a man who would work all day long and get the 50 cents. And a woman going to work all day long in the field and she can get the 25. I have worked a minute baby for 25 cents a day.
Picking corn, no woman.
Picking corn, no weeding corn, tobacco, anything like that.
25 cents a day.
25 cents a day. Red corn.
Did the man feed you when you worked for him on the farm?
Yeah, he feed you when you work on the farm. They hardly paid feed you.
Did your parents ever hire you out? White people, did they believe in that stuff?
They didn't believe in that stuff. They are all so stupid.
Two blacks are too
white. The blacks are
Well, how did they treat you when they hire you out? Did they get fresh with you, the white man? stretch with you.